He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
All right, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. That was your vice president embarrassing the U.S. more. I know we didn't think that was possible, but that was during her trip to France. And someone please tell her, look, this is a simple thing. You don't try to use the host country's accent. I know sometimes it kind of naturally pulls it out. You speak to a Brit, an Aussie, you think, hey, that's badass. And it kind of starts to leak out a little bit. No, but you don't do it. You don't do it. Just be yourself. But that's the problem with Cam Cam. And all politicians, if we're being fair. Her, you know, particularly. But they don't really know who or what they are. And as a result, you get her pandering. You've seen her pandering to all sorts of communities. You see her doing things like this where, I don't know, she's not maybe pandering to the French, but she's looking like a jackass to the French. It's embarrassing. All right, hey, listen, real quick. I just had to show that clip. But real quick, thank you to all those who have served, are continuing to serve this great country, not just in the military, by the way. Guys, there's contractors out there. There's intel folks out there. There's all sorts of people doing stuff that you may not know about. And you guys, current friends, colleagues, former colleagues, people I don't know, everyone. Some of you have given us freedom, continue to give us hope as a country. So this is an important day, I think, should be to all of us, but certainly it is to some of us. So thank you also, too, for the families who deal with spouses, loved ones being gone on deployment trips, training exercise, all of that. You play just as big of a role, in my opinion. And I'm grateful to each and every one of you. So make sure you reach out, thank somebody today for what they do, what they did, continue to do, whatever the case might be, because I think it's important. And then I don't know what your traditions are. On Memorial Day and on Veterans Day, we always watch an awesome movie here. It rotates, but we'll watch an awesome movie just to kind of put ourselves there. For some of us, put ourselves back there. But that's what we do when we do it. My oldest son gets to partake. The girls aren't quite old enough yet, but we'll get them there in time. All right, then I wanted to share this. This is totally random. There's no segue for this, so I'm just going to go into it. But I wanted to share this because I'm confused by it. This was in Connecticut. Hey,
you're a seat, bro. Yeah. Over there.
Look at all that.
Here it comes.
Ha! Don't! Because you're going to get fired. That's why prices go up, because of these can't get a job like the rest of us.
I have so many questions. First, I mean, the obvious is, how could you be such scum, such a bad person, that you're willing to do this at any time of the day, daylight, evening, whatever, where you're going to rob a store, people, just do awful stuff, right? So how can you be that bad? But then the bigger question I've got here is, and if you watch that, if you're listening, you got to trust me, they had two different SUVs being filled up, an old Tahoe or Suburban, whichever one it was, and then a minivan, and they're just loading, you know, stuff into these cars. They'd loaded up the cart. You see the toilet paper, like, okay, well, obviously that's been an issue over the last year and a half. People are going to load up on that. But they have so much laundry detergent. And they're clearly not, you know, they've got Tide and Gain, so they're not loyal to just one brand. But they've got so, like, what are you going to do with all that laundry detergent? You go in, hey, we're going to do a daytime heist. We're just going to walk in, then walk out with all of it. Expect that the cops can't get there quick enough, which in this case, they didn't. Which I'm not, whatever, different thing. But we're just going to do that. Okay, cool. What's the goal, boss? What are we getting? We're going to get a shit ton of laundry detergent. And it's going to be epic. I just, it's such a weird thing to me. I saw it. I was, of course, frustrated and depressed that we've got people all around the country that will behave that way. And we've got people who work in local governments that will allow people to behave that way. But if you're going to go steal some shit, guys, please walk out with some good stuff. Like on the list of things, I like having stuff prepared. I like having backups and backups to the backups of almost everything. And we'll have some backup laundry detergent, but that's like towards the way bottom. Because at the end of the day, I want to eat. I want to have a bunch of other things before I worry about whether my shirt's clean or not. You're just going to have to deal with the stinky me at the end. But these guys, not them. They're going to be clean. We're going to know if things go really, really bad at any point in life who did this heist, because we're just going to go find the people who smell good. Anyways, all right, real quick, hit that like button, subscribe whatever platform you're on. We really appreciate you doing so. It helps us a lot with the algorithm. I know we talk about it every day. I know it's like, oh, Drew really wants this video liked. Well, yes, we do. Of course we do. But the reason it's so important is it helps push back against YouTube, all the other big tech tyrants. We're going to talk a little bit about them later in the show. It's just super important. And then I keep talking about this too. Please go over to uscca.com/Drew. Guys, they are an amazing organization. They give amazing training, amazing tips, tools, resources, talking about stuff like, I mean, I'm telling you guys, there's strategies to keep yourself and your family safe. Things that you didn't know would happen after the police arrive in a shooting. There's school shooting stuff. There's justified use of force, stand your ground laws, all of that stuff. Your membership will come with some self-defense liability insurance. There's so much that goes along with this. And the best part is you can get a free complete concealed carry and family defense guide over at uscca.com/Drew. Again, it's 100% free. Go check it out. Go check out everything else they're offering. They do a ton for this show. We're so grateful for them and so grateful for not just their company and how they support the show, but for the fact that they exist and are out there as a resource for you, for me, and for so many others. All right, so President Joe Biden's pick to serve as the comptroller of the currency. I don't know if it's Saul Amarova or how you say her first name. It sounds like a boy's name to me, but whatever. That's where we're going. Saul Amarova. You may be seeing this now, but she admitted on video, this was from earlier this year, I think it was March, aspirations to see coal, oil, gas industries, all of them go bankrupt and get out of the way in order to combat climate change. We've seen this time and time again with people who are so big on the climate change things, right? And they push and they push and they push and they're willing to just destroy anything in their path. But a lot of them aren't so brazen. They won't say it out loud. We've seen a lot more of that in the last couple of years here in the country. On pick any issue. People are saying the quiet things out loud now because they know there's no consequences. They know they'll get away with it. But she came out and said this in March, saying that that's her goal. Like, she's totally down with it. And it's, of course, concerning as she's a nominee and someone who would be in a very, very important role regulating America's largest banks. Here was the clip, then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
For certain troubled industries and firms that are in transitioning. And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
So she celebrates and is kind of gleeful about the thought of these people going bankrupt in short order, her words. And she says that we want them to, right? At least if we want to tackle climate change. We want these companies to go out of business. We want these Americans to lose their jobs. We want to raise prices even more for Americans, all of those things. And this to me, and I don't know which one's worse. I don't know how you scale them against. Maybe Chipman's worse, but you have these nominees, and thankfully Chipman for ATF was knocked down and it didn't go through. They'll find someone else, don't you worry. But it's not encouraging to see these people that years ago they would have said, we're not going to put someone that radical up for nomination because it's just going to get shot down. Things have changed so much in the country in terms of the climate that they're now willing to do it. They're now willing to say, you know what, let's try it. Let's try putting Chipman up there. Let's try putting this chick up for this role. And she can say whatever she wants. She said this out loud, though. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And these, again, are people who would have so much control over key aspects of our country and our government. And in some cases, your life might affect your life, the lives of people around you. So it's crazy to think that they would put these types up. But it's also, in this day and age, not surprising. But then speaking of climate change, when asked this week, just yesterday, in fact, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said that both issues, he was being asked about what's the most important issue, what threats are we facing the most? Well, Kirby, who of course we showed a lot of clips of during the disaster in Afghanistan, said that both China, who of course is a big state actor, big threat to us, anyone who is awake and alive can see that they are a massive threat. But he said that China and climate change are tied. Specifically said, I think we get paid to examine all the threats to our national security, and I don't know that it does anybody good to put some sort of relative analysis assessment on that. There's another quote there that I guess we lost. But the fact is he put them there together. He put them there lock in step with each other. I think they're both equal. And listen, guys, all right. We talk about climate change every once in a while. We've had some people on in the past who are scientists dealing in that field who have punched holes through a lot of the arguments, for climate change. I can't do that as well as they can. But what I can say is this. Take whatever side you want on climate change. I know some out there think it's a total farce. I know some think it's the most important thing ever, and we're going to die in like 12 days. They say 12 years, but then they keep changing it up. They always make it super dire, like a crazy movie. But like usual, the truth, if we're being honest with ourselves, is probably somewhere in between. There probably are some concerns we should be worried about. But it's also, we just got to be realistic. But let's pretend, though. Let's go on their side for a second. Let's pretend that it's very real. It's as bad as they say, and it's super scary. Here's my question. How is that the military's problem? What are you going to do about it, Kirby? That's not what the military does. Now, granted, things are changing. It is a moving target with the military. But that is not what the military does. And by the way, China is the biggest problem child within the issue of climate change. America could fix everything, reduce our emissions completely. It does nothing to change the overall problem on a global level because of what China and India and several others are doing. And you know that they're not going to change. So how about we just focus on, and at least if you're going to make those statements, make it clear. Okay, well, maybe that is a concern for our U.S. government writ large. And maybe you personally, maybe people within the Pentagon agree that it's a concern, but it should not be the Pentagon's concern. That's just my take. All right. I think our national defense apparatus should focus on national defense. Call me crazy, but that's just what I think. All right, we've got a couple other stories. The YouTube story that I want to touch on, changing or taking away the dislike button. They've got a reason for why they do it, or a reason they said that they did it. It's not true. And then Don Lemon's upset because Megyn Kelly had his accuser on her show, and he's pouting about it. We'll talk about it all on the other side. Stick around. Hey guys, are you getting the best night's sleep of your life? Because if not, you need to head on over to MyPillow.com and support a great American company that supports this show. You can get mattresses, mattress toppers, pillows, blankets, pajamas, dog beds, slippers, you name it, they've got it all, folks. And the best part is you can save up to 66% by using promo code Drew. That's D-R-E-W, promo code Drew at MyPillow.com. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM underwear for men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days don't provide actual support. They just smash your goods against your thigh, resulting in sweating, sticking, rubbing, all sorts of nasty stuff. Ladies, don't act like you haven't seen your man try to navigate his way out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support. What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right. You deserve it, men. Go to ufmunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew and This Is My Show is staring down uncertainty like never before. You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. He served his country fighting extremists overseas and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
All right, so we know, look, it's kind of like the China thing earlier. You know that they're our enemy. You don't have to be hardly alive to know what's going on here. And you know with the current Democrat Party, not all of them. You've got some that are trying to save this country and Manchin and Sinema. As much as I disagree with them on so many things, they've done some important work for the good of the country. But you know that this party now is radical. It's very progressive. It's wanting to take our country down a socialist path with the goal of communism. Communism is always just one step away. And they want to take control of everything, and they want you to lean on them for everything, which are, of course, key components of what I just said. And they want you, with that, to only hear positive stories. They want you to see their version of the truth, not the actual truth. So much so that the media has protected Biden. We saw what they did the last 4 years with Trump in office. But those things, that's continuing, but those things have gone a step further. And we heard that this was coming. But now things have gone to that step. We've actually got there where YouTube has turned off the dislike button. Or the public display, excuse me, the dislike button is there, but they've turned off the public display of dislikes, where in particular, you see them on Biden's famously hated videos on YouTube. You see them in huge, huge numbers. So now that they're officially removing the dislike display, you won't see that. You won't see that 84,000 people hated the video that Biden was just in and that 300 approved of it. You won't see any of that. And they claim, YouTube is claiming, Google's claiming, that it's so that new YouTubers, people can't be beaten down. Hey, you're trying to get in there and someone does an attack on you with dislike campaign and make you look like trash and then you can never really grow your channel, blah, 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 blah. But let's be extremely clear and let's state the obvious, okay? This is 100% about Joe Biden, the White House, in this disastrous administration. We talked about how, we showed clips. The White House has said in press conferences how they want to work with and are working with YouTube on issues such as this. The dislike button actually came up. We talked about it. I don't know, it's been months, but we talked about it. And this is 100% about them. And it's about them protecting themselves because America is saying clearly day after day when he goes on this platform, other platforms, that people don't like him. The American people are not behind him. They're not behind this current White House or anything that the Democrats are doing to this country in terms of policy and you name it. Look at Virginia. Look at Joe Biden's videos. Look at who shows up to see Joe Biden. No one. Look at all of these things. But it's 100% about that. If you think it's about the press statement that they put out with it and why they're doing it, it's just you're gullible if you don't see what this is really all about. And they go out still. This administration will say, "Oh, they, people love us." You know, Jen Psaki will talk about it. Jean-Pierre will talk about it. But it's just simply not true. You can say that people love you, but the proof's in the pudding. And you saw the proof on those videos, and you were terrified because you can't do this whole campaign. You can't push hard in selling just a bill of goods to the American people when it's obvious that the American people aren't behind you. It's hard to do. Again, when you've got 3 likes and 10,000 thumbs downs. So call it what you want. Say what you want about it. This is 100% about the White House and Biden pressuring them. Those Google, big tech, and the White House working together. Smoke and mirrors. It's crazy. You can, by the way, just as an educational point, you can still hit the dislike button, as I was alluding to earlier. So it'll be on there. We'll have some trolls come here and hit the dislike button on this video today. But you can still hit it. It just won't display the number publicly. So I encourage you, keep hitting that dislike button on Joe Biden and the White House's videos, because they see them. Privately, they see them. The channel host, the channel itself, the organization, whatever the case might be, in this case, Joe Biden and the White House, will see how many there are. So keep doing it, because, yes, they don't really care what the American people think, and they certainly aren't going to stop and change their plans for you, but I think it's good for them to know how hated they are. So continue to let them know just how dissatisfied you are with them. Then, speaking of the truth being tamped down, we have to touch on this. We'll do it somewhat briefly. But it's about Don Lemon, and you know my feelings about Don Lemon. I think we're all in agreement in our feelings about Don Lemon. And he's pissed off because Megyn Kelly, who of course everyone knows, former Fox personality, popular podcast host, had Dustin Heiss on her show to share his version of the story of what happened with Don Lemon. And if you don't recall, Don's accused of what's basically sexual assault. I don't know exactly what they're calling it in the courts, but you'll see in the description here in a second. And Don and his attorney are pissed that Megyn would use her platform, allow her platform to let Heiss make Lemon look bad, basically. Basically, this is an issue of pouting. So they've sent a letter. Don Lemon and his team have sent a legal complaint to Megyn Kelly. And here's why. Because here's what Heiss alleged. That it's not a good look when CNN's primetime gay black anchor, who they celebrate in so many ways, as much as he's smug and arrogant and all these things and a hateful person, it's not a good look. It's hard to keep spinning the fact that he's a good guy when you've got stuff like this. So you've got Heiss, who says that, and this happened back in 2018, that Lemon was there on a trip, on a vacation, assaulted Heiss with vulgar and inappropriate touching. And I guess Heiss was the bartender, offered Lemon a drink. Lemon turned it down, but then later accosted him and assaulted him. Part of the suit alleges that, quote, Mr. Lemon, who was wearing a pair of short sandals and a t-shirt, put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed his genitals. That's kind of a CNN thing, right? Him, Tubin, whatever. We'll get back to that. Removed his hand and shoved his index finger and middle fingers into the plaintiff's mustache and under the plaintiff's nose. Continuing on, quote, Lemon intensely pushed his fingers against the plaintiff's face, under plaintiff's nose, forcing plaintiff's head thrust backward as the defendant repeatedly asked the plaintiff, do you like pussy or dick? Pardon the French. I'm just reading the report. While saying this, Mr. Lemon continued to shove his fingers into the plaintiff's face with aggression and hostility. So again, not a good look for Don Lemon. And we've heard multiple stories about Don Lemon, but this one is a more prominent case that is ongoing. And Heiss goes on Megyn Kelly's show to tell his version of the story. And these guys immediately, and look, I don't like Don Lemon at all. I understand why you wouldn't want that information out there. If you had done those things or been accused of doing those things, obviously you wouldn't want it out there. But I think deep down, it makes sense. If you watch and you listen, not just to the words that Don Lemon says on a nightly basis, but you listen to what he's actually saying and what his heart is saying and the emotion that comes with it. He's a true believer on that side, true believer in distorting the truth, distorting the media that goes out. He's a true believer in the BS that this current Democrat Party and his network wants to pipe and pump into to the homes of American people all around the country. And you can see him being this kind of scum. And I don't care about his race or his gender or any of that stuff. None of it matters. What matters to me is you just always come off like a total D-bag. And there's multiple stories of you being a D-bag just like this. And then this is very specific. Very specific. And you're trying to squash it because it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your reputation and hurt your job. Now, if it can be proven without a shadow of a doubt that he didn't do this thing, then I'm all for it. Because as much as I dislike the guy, people dragging people through the mud for the sake of money and dragging people through the mud, like, I'm not all about that. But I love that in this case, it has seemed as though this is legit. CNN has protected him. Others have protected him. Because it would look really bad for the already struggling network to have one of their top guys, if not their top guy, go down in a blaze of glory like this. Wouldn't be good. We'll see. We'll see what happens with it. Good on Megan for having him on there, but both sides of the story should be out there. And then we'll figure this out. But because he's a Democrat, because he's elite, because he's not elite, but he's part of CNN who they use as an elite tool despite the fact that no one watches them, the ratings are awful, he will likely be protected. I was going to talk a little bit about the Durham stuff today. People, you know, we've even ran an article on the site about how they're getting closer and the Clintons are a little bit more in the crosshairs. But it's like, guys, is that really going to happen? And I respect our writers and the people who are talking about it and what they're saying with it. But let's just call a spade, like we're likely not going to see justice in the areas that we need to see justice, and that's frustrating. It's frustrating as hell, in fact. All right, well, we got to run for today. We got some stuff we got to do. I'm sure you have stuff you've got to do, but we're greatly appreciative of you guys being here for the show today, taking the time out to listen. Whether you're here live, whether you're listening or watching later on, we're thrilled that you're here. Please do hit that like button wherever you're on. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're driving, don't do this now, but please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on whichever platform you choose to listen on. And then please, we'd be so grateful if you would give us a favorable review over there. Goes a long way in helping bumping us up in the algorithm and the charts over there. So we hope you have a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for Booze and Banter, 3 p.m. Eastern. Bring a drink, bring a question, bring a friend. It's going to be a blast. We'll get into some stuff. We'll figure out what the day brings. But again, it's mostly about you guys. So bring your questions and we'll have some fun doing them. But last week, by the way, I keep saying we're about done, but then I get another thought. Last week, we didn't have a ton of questions last week. So let's step up the game tomorrow. I mean, we'll turn it off whenever, but let's step up the game. Let's have some more questions, comments. We'll get into it. We'll finish the week the way that we like to do it, which we think is right. We'll do it all tomorrow. In the meantime, be safe, be smart, be free.